quarterback. He ain't got none.
Frustrations in common council chambers. Comments on the BMHA were scheduled for the finance committee's 10 a.m. meeting. However, this was the civil service committee hearing, which began minutes before.
Okay, it's horrible. She has mold in her basement. Besides these people here with mold in their basement, elevated lead levels.
Residents of LBJ apartments on Humboldt Parkway say all but one of their elevators are broken, and they're concerned the last one's about to give out. Natasha McCain lives in Jasper Parish Place, is blind, and says after haggling with BMHA officials to gain access to a disabled unit, she discovered it in deplorable shape with problems including roach and mouse infestations.
I can't put my food down. I'm scared to step on the floor. Sometimes at nighttime, I got to call my father because he's come to the house and he put like stuff on the walls, nailed cans on the wall so the mice can't get in. I can't put my food down because I don't know if I'll be eating a roach or not. It's terrible. We got mold in the closets, leaking ceilings in the bathrooms, the mold in the bathrooms, and running all through the closets.
Council members Rashid Wyatt and Richard Fontana later met with residents as an assistant wrote down details of their concerns. Fontana says residents who call for help can get it in quick time, but there's a right way and a wrong way to do it.
And then this worked out very well in this setting. So we're able to sit across the table from residents, get their concerns, have their representation here, and work with them towards some solutions. When someone's screaming in the chambers, you lose decorum, and you really can't get much done.
Fontana has scheduled a meeting with LBJ residents and BMHA Executive Director Gillian Brown at their complex Thursday at 11 a.m. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.